Well, you could say it's just another small country town that most people have not heard of, but Mundubbera has had more than its fair share of trouble of late. It lies about 400 kilometres north of Brisbane on the banks of the Burnett River, and in the past 4 years it's had three devastating floods. Despite the crippling setbacks brought on by the floods, the town's fighting back, and it's fighting back with ideas. Recently, it became the smallest town in Australia to host a TEDx event, and it's an event that got most of the town talking. To find out more, I'm joined by Sue Allen, a local farmer, and Faye Whelan, the town's deputy mayor. Welcome to both of you. Sue Allen, I'll start with you. What's Mundubbera actually like?
Mundubbera is a small community, and it's a very vibrant small community, and like all rural areas, I guess everyone knows everyone, which can be a good thing and a bad thing. I call it the beauty and the beast of the small town. And but I think there's more positives than negatives in small communities, and we all well, I've came here in 1976, and I'm still here, so I think I'm a local now.
Yeah, been worth hanging around. How bad were those floods over the last few years?
They were one of those things that you don't want to happen. We had like 15 years of drought, and the major storages for our irrigation were actually 2% full. So when it rained as it did, the only benefit that really came out of it was that our irrigation dams were filled, like Warooma and Kania, but for the rest of it, it was a devastating event, and then it was followed up again in 2013 by an even worse flood, which you know, takes a lot of recovery, and as people in Bundaberg know too, and other areas, it takes a long time for people to recover, not just physically but emotionally as well.
Yeah. Faye, how damaging has it been for the town, those floods?
Cameron, it's been fairly horrific for the townspeople, and it's been a thing that has taken a long time for people to emotionally get over. I think staging a TEDx was a way of showing people that we are still open for business and we're looking to the future. And I think, you know, for this town, the size of Mundubbera, to host a TEDx, I think it was just a great, wonderful thing. And I do congratulate the organisers and presenters.
TEDx, so we should explain what it is, really. I associate TEDx with the big cities of the world, really. How would you describe a TEDx event? What is it?
Well, TEDx is meant to be a regional thing. So the TED Talk started in America, and they would have been fairly big events over there. But the TEDx events are meant to be regionally organised so that you can have local speakers and they can present their ideas, and then potentially they can be on a world stage through the videos, but it's just to showcase your own actual region and get people within your local area, maybe just your regions, to step forward and present their ideas. So it's about sharing ideas and the power of ideas to actually change attitudes. And in our case, we did it, well, it was Lisa Wayne's vision to bring a TEDx event to Mundubbera, and after the floods, like Faye said, it was a chance to get people to share their ideas, and a lot of it was around resilience and change and major events that other people have had in their lives and how they've coped and how they've come out of it with something, you know, positive in the end. You know, and that was the main theme of the whole day. After change and the disadvantage, advantage, and that sort of thing, and I think it did resonate with the people who were there. We went through, it was a fairly emotional day. We were inspired. We were energised. We were humbled. We were entertained, and we were emotionally recharged, I think, by the end of the day.
Why, Sue? What sort of stories were being told?
Well, we had a local people. We had a local man who had on that exact day, the 21st of March, 10 years ago, he was involved in a major car accident, and he basically, that changed his life forever, and he told his story. He got a standing ovation, and then we had another man who was a oncologist from the Sunshine Coast, and he was talking about how he gives palliative care to patients and how death is part of life. and we had another man who was recovering from kidney cancer and how he has coped with that life-changing event. And then right at the end of his talk, he told us that he'd just been diagnosed again with more cancer. So it was all about how you cope with things, and that's life, you know, like things happen.
Sounds like a pretty heavy day, Sue.
It was a very heavy day.
Yeah.
But it was, there was a lot, we had entertainers that were local entertainers, singers and poets, and we had another teacher from Binjor State School who gave a talk on technology, and his was completely different to most of the other ones, but he was talking about how technology is a part of children's lives and establishing rules around, instead of saying, well, you know, you can't use this technology. His take was that you've got to now set the ground rules for, I suppose, manners around using technology.
Yeah. Faye, clearly Sue was quite interested in the event and taken by the event, but how would you say it was received by most of the locals around Mundubbera?
I think, some of the comments was really like similar to like, you know, a remarkable and uplifting day full of positive vibes and wonderful talent. A very inspiring and thought-provoking day with local and other guest speakers. Like, very positive. I think the people who didn't take advantage of the event, I think if TEDx was held again in Mundubbera or one of our North Burnett towns, I'm sure that the local hall would be overflowing because we came away with a very positive vibe, and obviously that's gone out into the community, and obviously they'll know that if we were to hold it again, people would come.
Okay, quite a change though for a town that's associated with growing citrus or mangoes and avocados to move into this space, holding events that are all about ideas. I guess that does take time for people to.
Mundubbera is a very, very progressive town. Actually, we are the current Tidy Town winner of Queensland, and this coming Friday we go to nationals at Victor Harbour, and we're
down
hoping
South Australia way. That's a fair trip.
It is. I'm going down to present, and we're hopeful that, you know, we'll do very well at nationals. We're a town that enjoys partnerships. We have fantastic clubs and associations here. Even though we've been through adversity, the people have been very strong and resilient, and what they've shown, how they can recover, I think, is part of the reason that we were named the Queensland Tidy Town winner.
Yeah, but what will the TEDx event actually do for the town in the future? What's its legacy?
I think the TEDx it's showcasing a small town in an Australian situation, and I think when it goes out to the world, we're hoping that, you know, it'll highlight what a wonderful rural setting we have in Queensland here around our region, and that we will entice people to come and visit, because I think that's part of the recovery. Is if we can get people to come and visit, it's part of the economic recovery of a region.
Okay, so you'd be hoping that it is held again?
Absolutely.
Yes, well, we're hoping to make it an annual event, and as Faye said, it may not just be in Mundubbera, it could be in Gaynder or Eidsvoll or Monto or Biggenan, because they're our satellite towns around here. And if it's an annual event and allows anybody who's in the local area to give their message to a live audience, and it's TEDx events are an intimate experience. Like, they're only 100 people, so you can get people together. You can give the local people and regional people a chance to actually get their message across, and then it's potentially global if the TED people think that the videos are worth sharing, then they will put them on the internet,
and
it's global.
People all around the world can hear what the people of Mundubbera have to say. Well, all the best with things. Sue Allen is a local farmer and one of the TEDx event organisers from Mundubbera. Thanks, Sue. And Faye Whelan is the Mundubbera Deputy Mayor. Faye, thanks for joining us today as well.